Hi, and welcome to a new episode of Goals and Glory, starring your host, Porter,
Zach,
and Hayden.
On this show, we'll catch you up with the latest soccer scores and news, plus we play various fun games around the beautiful game.
So first off, some of you guys may know that PSG just won the league on Saturday, the Ligue 1 in France, and we have a question that I'm going to be telling Porter and Hayden. Is this all because of Mbappe, or when Mbappe leaves, do we think PSG can run it back and win another league title without him as he goes to Real Madrid next summer?
I don't think PSG will be able to win the league again because Mbappe is such an important part of their attack. Plus, they have Dembele, who had Mbappe, which was one of the reasons that they were a good partnership in attacking. What do you think, Porter?
Yeah, I think they won't, and I don't think they'll be anywhere close because one man doesn't make up a whole team, but what Mbappe brings, he brings everyone on his team up, and it's such a valuable asset that I don't think PSG can recover from this. I mean, yes, they hopefully will sign a superstar in the near future, but I believe that PSG is not going to run it back.
Honestly, I think they will, because I don't think that one man, obviously Mbappe is one of the best players in the world, but I don't think one man can take your team to the Champions League semifinals and possibly to the final and win it. So I think your team needs to be somewhat of a unit and somewhat together to get to that spot and where they are. So I think they will be able to run it back, as the Ligue 1 is somewhat of a farmer's league, in my opinion.
Some breaking news here, too. Thiago Silva is also leaving Chelsea at the end of the season after 4 years at the club. Many consider him a Chelsea legend. And we have a Chelsea super fan in the building. So, Zach, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm personally very sad. He was our leader in our group, and he made our team go from good to great. In one season, he won us the Champions League. And I think that that's what makes a great center back, and he's one of the best center backs of all time. So I think we will be missing a lot of leadership without him at the club, because we have a really young squad. And basically by himself, he just makes his own leadership role at the club and makes it so much more experienced. And he just shows that on the field week in, week out, a consistent center back, and we will be missing him after he leaves.
I mean, I'm not a Chelsea fan. I'm like a Chelsea, like, not a hater, but like a not a supporter. But yeah, I think this is tragic for their club since they've been on the downhill. And more stuff like this, like, I don't really see a way out of it right now. They're spending all this money for all these great players, and they're just not getting, for the amount of input they're putting in, they're not getting a lot of output, if you know what I mean. What do you think about this, Aiden?
Yeah, so I think now that Thiago Silva is leaving and he's been such a leader and an important player for Chelsea and the current place Chelsea's in right now, I think Chelsea are going to fall off massively. They're going to be at the worst point of football that they've been at in the recent years, and it's going to be bad. Well, because Thiago Silva, while he's at Chelsea, and they're still in a bad place, so now once he's leaving, they have no one to replace him with, and they're going to fall apart.
Yeah, I also think he was a big mentor to these young center backs like Badi Ashile, Axel De Sassi, and Levi Colwill, so they could grow. And it was important that he was there for a couple years so they could get an idea of how he plays and what a great center back looks like. So I think them looking up to him was a huge and important role that he had at Chelsea.
Yeah, and I have a hot take. I think Chelsea's getting relegated next season, and I think they'll be down a league for a couple years, five years or something. They'll rebuild, they'll come back up, and maybe like 30 years time they can win the Premier again.
Do you want to put a bet on that? I'll put $500 that they won't get relegated next year.
Next year?
$500.
I mean,
yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, moving on.
Liverpool has also agreed the terms with new manager Arne Slot, and he will begin to take his position at the beginning of next season. He was previously at Feyenoord, where he won Eredivisie title. Also, in some news, Leverkusen had a great tie from being down 0-2 against Stuttgart. What's your thoughts on the unbeaten streak of 46 games, Zach?
I think it's actually really unbelievable, considering every week I see them down 2-0, 2-1, 90th minute, and I think there's no way to come back. And they do it every week consistently. They have never lost in 46 games. Like, that's crazy. That's like three football seasons, and that's like going 42-0. It's actually crazy. And I think that the job that – we say this week in, week out here on the podcast, but I think the job that Xavi Alonso has done at Leverkusen, it's insane, because coming in first season as a manager at that club, previously they were almost relegated, and doing this, like, it's unheard of.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, I love this Xavi Alonso guy. He's doing such a great job for the club. What's your thoughts on this, Hayden?
I think Leverkusen are going to end up losing soon, because there's always, like, an end to a good run of form, and I think it's coming soon, because based on their past results, they've been lucky to even, like, have, like, getting points at the game, and, like, against Dortmund, like, against Stuttgart, they were down 1-0 against Dortmund, and they were down 2-0 against Stuttgart, but they ended up getting goals to make it tied up.
Yep, just great job for Leverkusen.
All right, next up, we're playing a game that I like to call Mount Rushmore of Managers, where we will say our top four managers of all time. Hayden, why don't you go first?
So at number one, I have Pep Guardiola. At every single club he's been to, he's won a trophy. And like at Barcelona, he won the treble plus many more trophies. Pulled many talents out of La Masia. When he went to Bayern, he won the Bundesliga. And after that, he left to Man City and see what kind of success he's brought to Man City. Won the treble last season. He's been such a good manager all his life.
I completely agree with that. I don't know if he's number one, considering there's Sir Alex Ferguson, Carlo Ancelotti, who could be 2-3, but I think he's up there, and I think he's definitely in. No wonder he's definitely on Mount Rushmore managers. And at two, I think I'm gonna have to go Sir Alex Ferguson, because the run he had at Man United, a club legend, even though he didn't even play for them, just as a manager. He won 13 Premier League titles there, which is actually amazing. So, Porter, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, at my one, I got Sir Alex Ferguson, too. Yeah, he just did a great job. He won so much. 28 major trophies in 27 years. That's just absolutely insane. At my number two, I got Jose Mourinho. He's just... Yep, I think that he just speaks for himself. He's a great manager, and a lot of funny memes have came from him.
I think, he's up there. As a Chelsea fan, he was one of our best managers of all time. He had the season where we conceded the least goals in Premier League history and Chelsea's history, only conceding 15 goals in 38 games. Like, I think this year, we conceded 15 goals in, like, 5 games. So... like, that just speaks for itself. So, he's known for his hard working defenses and just, like, what I like to call Brexit. Yeah, Hayden, what are your thoughts on Jose?
I think he's a pretty cocky manager. And I think being like that has helped his team be so good, because he brings confidence into them and it makes them play better. At his run at Real Madrid, I think he had a lot of trouble because he was overthinking the games against Barcelona, and they weren't able to make a good game plan to stop Messi or anyone else, because he was mostly just focused on Messi. What do you think about this, Porter?
Yep, I agree with that. I think Ronaldo's legacy was at Real Madrid was, like, hurt a little bit from him. And, yeah, so at my three, I have Ernest Happel. Ernest Happel. Yeah, so Ernest was the first one to start a three-man midfield in an era where the 4-2-4 formation was the only thing people ran. And I think that's what, like, Mount Rushmore means in a way. Like, people who change the game for the better. And, yeah, I think that's him. What's your top three, Zach?
I think Carlo Ancelotti has to be in the top three, considering what he's done at Real Madrid. Consistently putting them in the... top three, top four in the semifinals, in the final, in the Champions League every year consistently. I think no manager has done that. And I think that has to put him in the top four managers of all time. Some people will think Jurgen Klopp, but all he's done, he hasn't really won any trophies at Liverpool besides one Premier League. And to be considered one of the top managers in football history, you have to at least win a lot of trophies, and he hasn't done that. So I think Carlo Ancelotti, Pep Guardiola, and Sir Alex Ferguson for me.
I mean, you have a pretty valid list, but I'm going to put Klopp at the three. I mean, at the four, you know. I feel like what Klopp does to it, even though he might not have the best team at all times, I think, like, the way he coaches them, like, is one of the best four that ever do it that way.
I'm going to disagree with you there, Porter, because Jurgen Klopp's team has had many drops in form throughout seasons when he was coaching, which could be put on his team, but it can mostly be blamed on Klopp for poor lack of managing.
I think our list has come to Carlo Ancelotti, Jose Mourinho, Pep Guardiola, and Sir Alex Ferguson.
I'm going to agree with that. Good one.
Thanks for listening to Goals and Glory with your host, Zach
Porter
and Hayden.
And back to KMIH 88.9 The Bridge.